An air conditioner that overheats in hot weather, or an insurance policy that fails to pay out after a natural disaster. Some things do not work as expected just when you need them most. So it is with official statistics in the pandemic. As they try to gauge the depth of the downturn, policymakers and investors are keener to pore over the latest GDP figures than ever, but estimates have rarely been as uncertain. Many economists expect the initial estimate of America's output growth in the first quarter of 2020, published on April 29th, to be revised downwards eventually. Some of that may arrive as soon as May 28th, after The Economist went to press when an update to the figures was due. Analysts at Goldman Sachs, a bank, reckon that early estimates might capture only around 60% of the economic drag from the coronavirus. If the true year-on-year fall in America's GDP is around 12% in the second quarter, as many economists expect, the initial release might indicate a decline of only 7 to 8%. Statisticians are well aware of the uncertainty. Britain's Office for National Statistics, or ONS, has mulled introducing confidence intervals for its estimates, but no one knows quite how wide the band should be. France's Statistical Office says that its first quarter estimate of GDP is fragile. Many are trying to fill in data gaps where they can. Estimates of GDP during downturns tend to be revised downward significantly. Response rates to surveys often fall in slumps. Because firms doing badly are particularly likely to stop responding, the data gleaned paint a misleading, optimistic picture. Though statistics offices are encouraged, if not required by law, to produce estimates quickly, many data sources are only published with long lags. Wonks can temporarily fill in figures for the missing sectors, but their techniques for doing so may not be up to scratch during periods of economic stress.